And how much do you share with your spouse or significant other? How much do you tell them about what's going on in your day?
Yeah, it can be really tough because if you've had a hard day as a business owner and you've had to deal with a number of problems, and then you go home and your spouse says, well, you know, how'd things go? You know, what happened today? Reliving your day may not be the thing that you want to do going home. You may want to focus on something like, you know, Bugs Bunny or the cartoons or something. Anything but reliving your day. And so the spouses need to be a little bit aware that sometimes reliving that day for their business owner spouse is not a lot of fun. On the other hand, they still need to know, at least at some level, what's going on in the business, because the two are one flesh, right? Mm-hmm. And we don't want to bifurcate that any more than we have to.
All right, let's just say that the spouse is risk averse.
Is always the case.
As is usually always the case.
Yep.
And the small business owner is entrepreneurial.
Yep.
And is not risk neutral at
right.
all.
Right.
There's conflict one. So when the husband comes home with news that could upset the spouse, how does he talk about it without causing the whole evening to go in the tank?
Well, the evening might go in the tank.
Okay.
I think you just accept that some conversations are like that. You know, my wife is risk averse, and then there's me, Mr. I just want to try everything, and I'm always entrepreneurial. And so when you do have things that don't go well in the business, you need to just be straight with your wife or your husband, whichever. And you need to just tell them, here's what's going on, give them the headlines, and at least give them enough so that you are not misleading them by leaving out certain details. Sometimes some evenings are going to go bad, and that's just part of having a small business.
Mm-hmm. Is it fair to ask your spouse how much information do you really want?
Yes. Yes. And sometimes the spouses will say, I've heard enough. I don't want to know anymore. And other times they'll say, no, I want to know all the details. And I think as a business owner, you need to honor that. And that's really not honoring it in terms of your business owner role. It's honoring it in terms of your spouse role, your husband role, or your wife role.
Mm-hmm. So let's say the spouse says, I want to be very intentional as to how I pray about the business and the decisions you need to make and the relationships you're in the middle of right now. How much detail should I really, really get? Because I want to be specific in my prayer
Well,
life.
Enough to be specific in prayer. And frankly, if you do have a spouse that's saying those kinds of things to you, boy, I'd sure take some time and pray with my spouse about some of the things going on in the business.